I want to talk a little bit now, Matt, with you about your role on these SEC regional telecasts that will be coming on 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays, moving it up a little bit from where it used to be.
Well, hey, man, it's never too early to start talking ball, right?
Yeah, you just got
to
get the grill started a little earlier, right?
That's exactly right.
Now, you're going to be in the studio. What will it be for you guys getting up for the 11 o'clock game? How early will you get up and get prepped for this studio show?
Well, I mean, you're looking at me right now, so I mean, but what do you think the makeup time is going to take for something like that? I think most of the guys that go on there, they just say, hey, you look great going out there. But I usually start, I think, Thursday afternoon where they start trying to make things look. Listen, this might be high def, fellas. We got to do something with this kid. Looks like he's been stomped in the face by a mule or something. So, yeah, I don't. The truth of the matter is you look at it throughout the week, I think, and you kind of get a lay of the land of where the SEC is and where it fits in the college landscape as a whole. And then, obviously, you got to screw down into the details of the game that you're going to be introducing, the one that you're going to be looking at that day. But, heck, you're doing stuff that you would have been doing anyway. You know, Everybody in the Southeast is sitting there, you know, either on a bar stool or on a chicken wing somewhere talking about this stuff. It just so happens that there's a camera in the room.
You'll have a lot of fun with that, I'm sure, and get to go around the SEC like you did as a player at Georgia.
Yeah, I grew up down here. This is something that you're kind of steeped in. This is what you're passionate about, and it's not just me, as you can tell. I mean, look, the SEC has a three-day circus for their media days. You know, other conferences are having, you know, maybe a phone call or something, one of these teleconference jobs. This is a key component of our culture down here. This is something that folks, you know, get riled up about. I was a fan before I got to be a player, and now I'm back to being a fan, and that's basically what this analyst role is, you know, you get to enjoy the Southeastern Conference football and provide a little bit of insight.
How much has been put into this package to try to get ready for this new ESPN regional telecast in the 11 o'clock slot? It's now that you're a part of, with Rob Stone in the studio and, of course, the broadcast team with Dave Neal and Andre Ware. How much has been put into that so far? I mean, I'm sure it's been a work in progress for a good while.
You know, they forgot to call me for administrative maneuverings on this one. I might have been out of town or something. My phone was ringing a lot. I put it on mute. I would imagine, given the landmark status of this deal that the SEC has now with the ESPN and the breadth of their distribution now, and the fact that you can have all your games televised, which is, you know, unprecedented, and on the scale that they're going to be able to televise and distribute them, I can only imagine the amount of time that ESPN had to put into that as far as not understanding where they needed to be and how to place that deal, et cetera. But, you know, it looks to me like the 5,000-pound gorilla in this thing is the SEC. And people recognize that, you know, you see the prominence, the number of national champions in recent years. We can talk about, you know, in consecutive years from the SEC. That's got interest. And it's got interest outside of just, you know, our little group of states from our representative universities and institutions in this conference. And so I think that makes a lot of sense. And obviously ESPN captured that.
It's going to be a crazy year this year, Matt, in the SEC. A lot of teams here, so top-heavy in the East. You look at Florida. You look at Georgia there. What is Tennessee going to do with Kiffin in the West? You know, Ole Miss. I mean, they come from – Houston Nutt comes over from Arkansas out of nowhere in his second year. Here he is there in the top 10 and all. What is your outlook for both of these divisions, you know, just from a fan's perspective and working
right.
SEC?
Well, I tell you, man, the SEC West, to me, is my favorite division, my favorite conference in football. And when you take a look at the parity that they've had and the fact that you've got some teams – well, Ole Miss is the only one that hasn't played in the championship game.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's unbelievable. And when you look at that, and then you look at the SEC East, and you're exactly right, top-heavy is kind of the same names over and over and over again. And now, you know, more than likely, it's just Georgia and Florida in that conversation, and Georgia's only getting a small piece of that. And you look at Florida – everybody's saying they're the national champion, the eventual national champion. Their schedule sets up pretty nicely. You look at that SEC West, and who knows, man? It's Texas Hold'em. We're sitting there squatting on a river card because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to show. You look at the schedules and you think, you know, LSU's doesn't line up very well for them, given that they have to play both Georgia and Florida. But, you know, Ole Miss is kind of the new kid on the block on this thing. I mean, they haven't even sniffed the SEC championship. And so even in the Eli Manning years, you haven't seen that kind of buzz. Can they handle it, I think, is the biggest question. They lost a couple of key cogs. And there's the other team in that division that is going to be fun to watch, I think. I'm not saying, look, they're not my dark horse on the western side. But Arkansas is good enough to be scary. And because of that, you know, if they can get some improvement on the defensive side of the ball, you know that offense is going to be better given some of the additions that they've made and the fact that you know who the guy is that's running that offense. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch what kind of impact they make on the SEC West this year and what kind of footprint it leaves at the end of the year. You never know. You know, LSU, Ole Miss, they mess around and stub their toe at Arkansas, even Alabama. You know, next thing you know, it could have a major implications on who's playing in the Georgia Dome at the end of the year.
I guess you'll make some picks this week. The media all gets the chance to select. Have you got your top two from the East and the West who will play in that title game?
Well, the East is kind of easy, you know, and it makes it boring.
I thought you might go Georgia. You know, Rick's under the radar this year. You're a former Georgia Dog.
Well, so. I didn't say who was going to be number one.
Ah, okay. Come
on, man. I live in Georgia, grew up in Georgia.
You got to go back.
That's exactly right. But, you know, my journalistic integrity says I have to include Florida in the conversation. But the other side is, you know, when you look at it and you look at that schedule, if it wasn't for what LSU was going to have to run next year and the fact that they've got to pick up the two top teams in the East, whereas Ole Miss and Alabama are going to be able to sidestep that. You know, I hate to say it, but because of the kind of turbulence they've had at that quarterback position, you saw what it did to them last year, they can overcome it. Don't get me wrong. But this is preseason talk, so we can prognosticate all we want, fellas? Y'all aren't going to throw it back in my face later.
We're recording, right? Stinchcum clip. You remember this guy?
The tape is rolling, yes.
Yeah, speaking to the lapel, son. You know, to me, the fun pick, the one that I'd most like to see, is Ole Miss, just because now you've taken a division in the toughest conference in the land, and they've got everybody. They've sent everybody at one time or another to the conference championship game. And, you know, look, the fact that they're the up-and-coming team and they haven't really enjoyed that much success, 07, not a singular SEC win, and the fact that they're even in this conversation makes that kind of entertaining, doesn't it, guys? So, you know, Alabama is an interesting pick, obviously, with the strength that they've got on that defensive side of the ball. And hopefully, you know, it looks like they're going to be able to reload up front. It's not like they don't have skilled players. McElroy, I think, is going to be able to captain that thing fine. But that being said, you know, just for giggles, you know, you think you go with Ole Miss, Alabama, and LSU's a, you know, casualty of their schedule.
Right.
We got a lot of Auburn listeners in our area. What about Gene Chizik in his first year? What's a reasonable expectation for the Tigers?
Yeah, I think 500. You know, that's the fence post answer, right? But, you know, I think that might be close to being right. I don't know what their internal schedule is. Look, I'm married an Auburn Tiger, so I speak the language.
Well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good night. In this state, that's hard to pull off. But because of that, there's a lot of carryover. There's so much overlap between the program that I played in and have some traction with at the University of Georgia and Auburn. You're familiar with what it is that they're doing. And, you know, I think the schedules, they're thinking bowl maybe next year. I think this is definitely a rebuilding year. The outside looking in, I think even internally they're saying, you know, look, let's get our feet back underneath us, fellas. Let's put this thing on a track and see if we can't get something built. But, you know, we're not going to try to sit atop this conference or even atop this division in one season.
All right. Well, Matt, good luck with the studio work and the early game on the SEC. And it gets started with Western Kentucky and Tennessee opening Saturday, September the 5th.
It'll be a lot of fun, fellas. I appreciate it.
Man,
thanks for coming by and giving us some time. We look forward to seeing you.
Yep. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. Matt Stinchcomb, the studio analyst, and also here on behalf of the Good Works team from Allstate. Appreciate him giving some time. He played for the Georgia Bulldogs. Nice guy to come and join us today here in Birmingham.